Hello, awesomeness creators. It's Nina Kovner with Passion Squared with this week's audio blog. This week's topic is four tools for replenishing our soul. I'll start with a quote. Sometimes our stop doing list needs to be bigger than our to-do list. That's Patty Digg. We all have those days or weeks or even months. Our to-do list is totally out of control. Literally, we have somehow become sucked into the vortex, the habit trail of life, and find ourselves feeling like I can't even. And then the victim mentality begins to sink in. The why me dialogue begins in our head. Hashtag ugh. Have you been there? I have. And it's one of my least favorite places to be. It feels like failure. It feels like I've let myself down. I know better. So what do we do when this happens? Here are some of the tools I use and a list that I must revisit more often than not with the help of my therapist most times. Love her. Thank God for her. Number one, the stop doing list. Now this can be in your head or written down, whatever your style is. Truth is, there are a few things you are doing right now that do not add value to your life and your business. But it's many times hard to be objective until you are desperately burnt out. Instead of waiting till burnout sets in, set a day each month to focus on your stop doing list. Number two, just say no. Ugh, I know. We live in a yes I can society. And most times that is awesome until it depletes your soul. Then it's not so awesome. When we slow down enough, we can be more mindful of what to say yes to and what to say no to. Number three, step away from the car. Metaphorically speaking, of course, but truly, we must from time to time remove ourselves from life. Whether that means taking a long weekend, a day at the beach, a personal development workshop that is not related to our work, turning the phone off for an hour, whatever it is that will allow you to disengage to gain clarity. Number four, the gratitude list. Of course you knew this would be on the list. Why? Gratitude helps our minds gain perspective. We so often lose perspective when we get so hyper-focused on our own problems. When we shift our mind into gratitude, things change. They can change our thoughts, our mood, even and our actions. And even more awesome, studies show a grateful brain can positively affect insomnia, anxiety, and even depression. Sign me up. So go ahead and cry. Throw yourself on the couch. Do whatever you need to do. But then pull yourself together by practicing some of the tools above and get back to creating awesome in your business and your life. A big shout out of love and gratitude goes to my therapist, Nancy, who inspired this post. And yes, Nancy, I feel better already. Thank you. Love and awesomeness from Nina. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful day, guys. Bye.